It's now time to awaken your passion and purpose with Annette Daly. Each week, she'll take you through a process to be the best you by focusing your attention on passion and purpose. Make sure to visit Annette on her website, sosaiththequeen.com. It's time to start a revolution.
Hello, my name is Annette Daly, Chief Executive Queen of So Saith the Queen, LLC. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to my podcast today. I am passionate about living a life full of joy, fun, and fulfillment. It gives me the greatest pleasure to share with other queens and kings transformational ideas that can make a difference. I was personally trained by the New York Times best-selling authors Chris and Janet Atwood of the Passion Test last January and became a certified Passion Test facilitator. It was one of the most amazing experiences because it gave me a simple tool to create ultimate clarity about what I am passionate about. So today I will be talking about a passion of mine that makes my heart race, my life dance, and my soul sing. And that is cooking competition chili with my husband and friends. It would not be an overstatement to say that we are chili crazy. In fact, I'm quite sure we have chili running through our veins. I was first introduced to the world of chili heads by my best friend and self-proclaimed king of all chili, Mike Watkins. And he has been a chili head for probably 30 years or more. And it all started on the river in Scottsville at the James River Runners Livery. This is a great charity event that's held every year around Mother's Day that benefits the Water Rescue Squad team. It was also typically our first camping trip of the year, too, so we were very excited about cooking and also camping as well. There's nothing like camping on the river with your dog and your great friends and then getting up the next day to cook chili. Now, back in those days, long ago, my husband and I were on the support team while Mike and Christy were the chief cooks. So we were there to help with the showmanship and setting up the canopy and running errands for them. And it was great because there was no pressure. It was just all fun. And I love themes. And we've had some of the great themes for our chili booths over the years. Two of my favorites were, one was called the Big Chili Diner. And that was based on the characters of the TV show Alice. We said, kiss my grits a time or two that day, that's for sure. The other theme that I loved so much was called the Church of the Holy Habanero. And this came about as well while we were all becoming much more in tune to our spiritual connection with God. Now, Mikey, he is a master of words, and he created chili pepper songs based on the tunes of some of very popular hymns. So one of my favorite parts of the chili cook-offs are the showmanship and the best decorated booths. And there are usually prizes and money for winning these contests, too. A chorus to one of the songs is titled Hot Habanero. Now, this song was written probably in around 1999 or so, and before anybody had ever heard anything about the now hottest pepper in the world called the ghost pepper. The song goes like this. Habanero is the hottest, hottest pepper in the world. Red and yellow, orange and green, hottest pepper ever seen. Habanero is the hottest in the world. Well, you may have seen me acting like a fool on the TV channel news over the weekend singing this song while they were covering the first annual Discover Virginia Cook-Off in Greene County. I also sang this silly chorus on stage a couple of weekends ago in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the International Chili Society's World Chili Cook-Off Competition for winning the title Miss Chili Pepper. Now, I'm quite sure singing the song was one of the reasons I won about $300 in cash and prizes, along with my big fire extinguisher trophy that is proudly sitting on my mantle at this time. And John and I compete in about 13 or 14 competitions a year, most of which are sanctioned by either one of the chili societies. It's either ICS, which is the International Chili Society, or the Cassie Society, which is the Chili Appreciation Society International. Now, competition chili isn't always the same as your home chili. When you eat home chili, you want to eat the whole bowl. With competition chili, it's very spicy, and it is meant to impress the judges with just one or two bites. The goal is to make a consistently good chili each time. Now, winning chili, it must look good, smell good, and taste good. And because the judging process takes a couple of hours, chili must retain its color, consistency, aroma, and taste, and after bite while it's hot, warm, lukewarm, and then cool in the styrofoam judging cup. You never know when your particular cup is going to be judged and whether it's going to be warm or cool at that time. Now, unlike your home-cooked chili, competition chili does not have any beans or pasta or any other fillers. The pot of chili that we serve to the public when you attend the cook-off, it is required to have the beans. And the reason for that is there is a 3-hour time limit on cooking your judges' chili. So for the public, we are allowed to light our stoves early so that it's ready when you come, and the beans is the indication that it is different than the judge's pot, and there's no rules been broken. And judging chili is a lot of fun, and I would encourage you to get involved. At the ICS cook-offs, there is also salsa and green chili to judge as well. Now, judging is very subjective. Some judges like it hot, some like it mild, and some prefer spicy. The tricky part is trying to figure out what the judges like. And we've made the mistake of trying to change too many things at one time to our recipe in hopes that it would be a judge pleaser. But that didn't turn out so good, and once you have won a couple of times, you really should stick close to your recipe because you'll not be able to please all of the judges all the time. So here's some insight for you. Here's the judging criteria. Again, it's color, aroma, consistency, taste, and aftertaste. So the color, chili should look good in appearance. It should be red or reddish in color or green in color if it's chili verde. Excessive grease also mars the appearance. As far as aroma is concerned, chili should smell good. A good aroma is a tip-off to a good taste. And beware of foreign aromas like smell of stale beer. We never, ever put alcohol in our chili. Consistency. Chili should be a good meat and gravy combination. Chili should not be dry, watery, grainy, lumpy, or greasy, but just good and smooth. And meat should be tender, but not broken down. And one of the challenges of consistency is depending on the weather that day, if it's humid, it can be more likely to be grainy. And also if you're at higher altitudes, it's hard to gauge how long to cook it to get that nice consistent gravy. So there's all kinds of challenges involved. Of course, taste. Chili should taste good above all else. And aftertaste. It should not be bitter or metallic or just yucky. You want front bite and also backbite. And the level of the bite is also a personal preference. You won't believe how different each cook interprets the guidelines just mentioned, but that's what makes it so challenging. You never know who is going to win each week, even if you have feel you have made your best ever pot that particular week. Now, 2 weeks ago, my husband and I, we cooked in the ICS World Chili Championship Cook-Off. Last weekend, we cooked in the ICS Green County Cook-Off. Next weekend, we cook in the Cassie Cook-Off at the Old House Winery in Culpeper, which is a lot of fun there. And at the end of the month, we hit the road again for Terlingua, Texas, to compete in the Cassie World Chili Cook-Off competition. The two chili societies are different usually in the type of meat that's used in the recipe. Cassie tends to use ground beef. And a friend of mine, I loved how what he called the ground beef because he's been following us around to the chili cook-offs for a long time and has been doing judging. And I think we may have needed another cook for this it to be sanctioned, and he placed fourth. And so now he's thinking about traveling to Culpeper, and he's calling it the brown crack because that's how the ground beef is. You get so addicted to these chili cook-offs. The Cassie Chili Society tends to focus more on fun and charity. There are no prizes, but there are lots of bragging rights, and therefore it tends to be a little less serious than the ICS Society. ICS has big money prizes sometimes, and therefore it does amp up the competition. A good example of that is one of my best girlfriends, Christy Watkins, won $10,000 this year at the ICS Cook-Off in West Virginia. The ICS Society, another difference is the ICS, in order to qualify to go to the world, you must have won first place. So either in first place red, green, or salsa, or you don't get to go. Or you can go. They do have a last chance cook-off there if you qualify from there. The Cassie cook-offs is on a point system. So even if you won first place in the Cassie cook-off, there's not enough points to qualify to go to the world. So you can win 10 times, winning 10th place and 1 point each, or you can win a couple of times if you place higher in the rankings. As you can imagine, there is a lot of work, money, and time involved with this kind of hobby. And I sometimes have asked myself if this is a job or if it is a hobby. The job is before the event starts. It's cutting the meat, organizing your pots, your stoves, your canopies, your decorations. It's all very time-consuming, not to mention the travel time of either flying or driving to the destination. But once you set up, it's party time. It's a ton of fun. It's the greatest way we express our adult play. We have met so many wonderful friends through all of the cook-offs we've attended. And John and I have only been the serious head cooks for a couple of years, and the number of friends we've made has really been a blessing. I'm also grateful that this is an activity that we can do together as husband and wife and have many happy stories and memories to share forever. We often travel together in groups of friends, which also deepens our bonds with others. So as you can probably tell, I'm very passionate about chili. If you need help discovering what you are truly passionate about, then I can help. I have a simple test called the Passion Test, which will help you clarify what top five things matter to you most. Once doing this, your life is more fulfilling, and there's more joy, too. You can gain a sense of where you should spend your time and focus, therefore giving up the other overwhelming feelings of being stressed out all the time. When you're not stressed out, your relationships begin to improve, also with your friends and family. Your confidence and self-esteem improves, and therefore you begin to live the life of being big and lead the life of living small. Please call or go to my website, sosaiththequeen.com, and sign up for a free 30-minute chat about your purpose and personal gifts and start listening to that inner nudge and living big. Remember, every moment is a gift. Cherish your gift and share them with others. So saith the queen.
Now, sides, right, left,
yes,
right,
I have a song to sing.
Oh,
yes, it's the hot habanero song. You ready? Habanero is the hottest pepper in the world. Red and yellow, orange and green, hottest pepper ever seen. Habanero is the hottest in the world.
Kentucky, keep on shining.